Hi, welcome to Talk Pop C. Our topic is art as cognition. My name is Carolina Flores, and I'm the resident philosopher, and I'm speaking with
Ihime Ora.
Do you think of, how you choose to dress as sort of an art form? It sounds like it's for you a form of expression and creativity, mm-hmm. So that's close to art.
Yeah, I think I really definitely view it as an art form, especially kind of like being Nigerian and like what I'm wearing is really like African fabric.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, the topic of the tailors and the clothes makers. We don't
Did
necessarily...
Did you get that made?
Yeah, it is actually made. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Yeah.
And we don't necessarily view them as artists. Or we kind of view them as crafters or someone that does something. And I think that is like an interesting discussion of like what art versus craft.
Yeah, let's get into that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that? Do you think that, the person who made this amazing jumpsuit you're wearing, do you think of them as a craftsperson or as an artist or both?
I think they're an artist. And I think they're even both. And I think it's okay to be both, right? I think the idea that craft is like, or what's considered craft is a lesser form of artistic expression, I think is really much produced by the art industrial system as a whole to like have almost capital over like what they're showing and showcasing in galleries.
Yeah,
and
it's like creating this sort of, you know, only some things can be art because that raises their value. And ultimately, it's all, you know, what we want is to like sell this stuff to the highest bidder.
Most definitely. And I think with craft, To me, that even feels a little bit more sentimental in this way because this person is intentionally trying to find use for what they're creating.
Yeah, yeah. So craft is different because it really doesn't bake in the same elitist idea. Mm-hmm. It's not about being like a scarce resource that some people are going to keep behind doors as an investment.
Most definitely.
The opposite. It's about kind of relatively ordinary people getting something that they can use in their day-to-day lives.
Most definitely. And it's also just like how craft is mostly done by like women and gender expansive people as well. So it's like, why do we consider work that's done by women and gender expansive people as a lesser than artistic form? So that's
I mean, there has, it's kind of a theme in 20th century, late 20th century, I guess. Feminist art has been the sort of like reclamation of like craft. But then it often just leads to like, okay, so now there's this additional kind of art that's like craft. And that it's still special because we don't put all crafts in museums as opposed to this more expansive thing of like, no, things that are expressive and community building, but that are like ordinary can be art.
Can be art too. Yeah. And I think that's what people really need to open up to, that art really can be anything. Art is, it's like, I guess the process of art is more... I'm going to just really just say it, more spiritual and feeling than anything. It really is kind of like the intention that is set aside with the person.
Yeah. So what you're saying is something like, we can all sort of, you know, dress artistically if we set our minds to it, if we like do it, if we like pick what we're doing with like intention and creativity.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Do you find that some of, you know, your ideas about style or like how you want to dress, like where do you think you got those from?
I think I got it from like my culture, especially being just Nigerian. Like I immigrated to the States around like 2003, so kind of I've been growing up
you
in the States
mostly,
essentially, right? And I think it is what I talked about a little bit earlier about a political performance and wanting to kind of reclaim heritage that is lost and also kind of revolting against assimilation.
Yes.
And I think it's important, especially when we talk about how you and me, we both kind of create space.
Yeah.
And what can we do with the space that we embody, which is our own physical body? So I think, okay, how can I create a political, you know, thing about like reversing assimilation? And that's just how
so it's like you're kind of like coming out into the world as this like super like visibly like Nigerian person in a
visibly.
Like proud and like exciting way.
Yeah, because for so much of my life I kind of was just really holding it in and be like, you know, I kind of wish I was Nigerian. I'm like, what do you mean? I love being Nigerian. Like, I love being African.
Yeah, what changed for you? That's such an interesting experience. And I think it's a common immigrant experience.
It's
like
definitely.
Rejection followed by affirmation.
I think it has to do with remembering how like my mom would shape things. Like my mom, we immigrated and she would just wear like Nigerian fabric to the church, and it's like the church would be mostly with other white folk. I don't want to be. And I'm just like, Mom, what are you doing?
You don't want to stand out too much,
right?
Yeah.
So it's the audacity that she had to kind of like showcase her, you know, her interest and her culture and her heritage.
Mm-hmm.
That really inspired me to be like, okay, maybe it's okay to stand out. It's okay to be seen, even if it's uncommon or if it's not like, you know, other people as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you find that that has brought kind of like new connections or
most
changed
definitely.
Your life?
Yeah. Yes, because like I didn't know people were so interested in African fabric until I started wearing it.
Yeah, and then
you were
like, everyone loves it.
And I'm like, I love it too because everyone likes it too. So it kind of like it's like a it works together like a almost like a living installation, a fashion installation.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. That's
right.
What I was thinking of. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, and it seems like it's got, you know, it's got these good effects, like, for you in that, like, you know, you have fun with it.
Yes.
But it also has kind of, like, good broader cultural effects, maybe, of just being, like, you know, making people notice things they otherwise would not. And it's like, they don't need to go to an art gallery to, like, look at Nigerian art.
Yes. They can look at me,
I'm
wearing.
Yeah, and
exactly.
They can be like, wow, maybe that's something that I should know more
about.
And, like, you know, respect and love more.
Right. And that's what I think art is all about in the end of the day, you know?
Creating, like, more respect and deeper
and
connection.
And, like, a bridge, essentially.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Well, that's super exciting. Do you feel the same about other art forms?
I think I feel the
same. Are there other craft things that you're also interested in?
I'm into like wood carvings and like sculpting material. Like I think that's something that is essentially like really important in like African art, especially like West African art is sculpture and the use of sculpture work. It would also be kind of considered to be craftsmanship for them because these sculptors were just, they had use, indigenous, like, spiritual uses as well. So it's, like, I think I find a lot of harmony with, like, sculpture work because I feel like it's, like, it is what the concept of manifestation really is in like a living thing, because it's like you are molding the thing with your hands, you're visualizing it, and you're also birthing it into existence, which is what, you know, this concept of manifestation that we see a lot in, you know, New Age spirituality.
Yeah, in like kind of very silly
right,
ways.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's like
manifesting
exactly,
a job.
Exactly. Like
no,
manifesting.
You're
and
actually
the sculpture
making
is
something.
Actually doing it and making it real, which I find to be really beautiful.
Yeah. What kinds of things do you sculpt?
So I sculpt a lot of like, I use a lot of clay sculpture actually. Mm-hmm. And I like to sculpt kind of whatever I'm feeling. It's just emotion for me.
Yeah,
so it
yeah.
doesn't always, it's not a cohesive thing. It's kind of just a raw feeling that I feel that I have to kind of resurrect and leave out. It kind of also plays in as also being a writer. It kind of also plays in with like my writings and my stories that I'm telling as well.
It's so interesting because I feel like with everything you've talked about with your like creative process, there's sort of, you know, there's a like political dimension and cultural dimension of being like, no, I'm reclaiming certain things in a very active way and kind of thinking about what connections I want to make and what I want to like elevate. But then on a more immediate level, there's also more, you know, so within that, then there's a more directly expressive thing. Like, how am I feeling today? How is that going to come out in what I wear? How's that going to come out in like what I'm sculpting, what I'm writing?
Most
so it's really cool to see this, the sort of like these two stages or influences in your like artistic expression.
And all the foundation really is self-awareness, being aware of myself and how that is like also a form of meditation for me. Like if I can be in touch with my emotions, I can be in touch with, you know, your emotions as well, and kind of creating a space of empathy and just, you know, mutual reciprocity.
And you might think that like self-awareness involves both this sort of like it's not just the emotions, it's also the sort of like, what's my context? Like, you know, what's my family like? What's the culture that I grew up in? What aspects of it mean something to me and which ones don't? So it's again, like the same kind of like, you know, very social thing, but also very like individual and immediate things.
Most definitely.
Yeah. That's such a like wonderful energy
Thank
to be bringing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.